I have been waiting for the result of the of the recount, and particularly obviously for Tamaki Makaurau, for my friend and also colleague Takutai Tash Kim. And of course, we were delighted this afternoon to hear that Takutai had been reconfirmed as the Member of Parliament for Tamaki Makaurau. And Takutai joins me now. Kia ora Takutai. Must have been a wonderful result for you, but also you must be very, very much relieved because it's been quite some time that you've been waiting.
Kia ora, Miripika. Thank you. And honestly, it's been such a relief now to get the final official results. And we're over the moon, and, you know, a big mihi to all our whānau and our campaign teams who worked really hard to get out there to raise awareness for Te Pāti Māori and for myself. And so, it's just a relief.
Well, it would be a relief, obviously, Takutai, because it's been now, I think it's 5 weeks since the actual election. And, of course, you came in on the night, and then there was, that's right. And, of course, we had to have the special votes, and you got back in there. On the actual election day, you were about 400 or 500 behind. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. We're like 500 votes behind on election night. And so we waited for the count of the special votes. And with the special votes, we came out with four ahead. And then the recount occurred. And now today we can officially say that the recount has now been called. And yeah, now we're ahead by 42 votes. But no matter what, I'm just so proud of our people, of our whānau and Tamaki Makaurau for getting out there to vote.
Well, I'll tell you something. Yes, and we are very proud of all the people that went and voted for you. But we're also very proud that you put your hand up, because to do something which is really pretty much, to put your hand up for what was going to be obviously a huge call on your part. I mean, what you've done is you've beaten the odds. Really, if you look at it, you've beaten the odds, because I don't believe that anybody thought that you could do it, Takutai. And so you did. You've absolutely done it. And, so that takes bravery to see yourself as not only, being brave enough to put your name forward, but to even think that you're going to get there and just to diligently work away over all of those months and weeks, doing what you have to do on the hustings and everything. That takes a lot of courage. That takes a lot of energy. So you've really got to give yourself a pat on the back.
Yes, thank you. And we were the underdog, and you just got to give it your best shot and work really hard. I mean, some of our, what we knew our strengths were was that we were grassroots. We knew our community. We've been here throughout COVID working on the ground. We knew the hardships, and we knew the issues that were top priority for our whānau. And so we continued to do that and raise those issues throughout the campaign, because we knew and we always knew that if we could win the hearts and minds of our people, we would have a good shot. And our people want to be heard. We ran a campaign where our people could believe in themselves. Believe in you, believe in me, believe in Māori, be proud to be Māori. Encouraged our people to rise up. And I think people actually underestimated the value and importance of our whānau. And the power was in the hands of our whānau. And then on voting day, our people got up. They voted for their whakapapa, voted for their mokopuna, and voted for an Aotearoa hau. And that's what we stood for and campaigned for. And, I want to acknowledge our campaign team for all the hard work, for those in the background that led the campaign on the ground, to our marae that all contributed to being voting booth. Now, I also want to say, Miripeke, that we should never underestimate the mahi of our marae. We know our people, and we know how to manaaki whānau. and never doubt the mahi that we do out in this community, because marae are the last bastion for our people.
Well, you know, Takutai, I do know that you've come under, you've come under some scrutiny, particularly by people, first of all, who I think should know better, but it also, to me, it smacks of people who actually, who really don't know, either they either don't know enough about our whānau, our people, or they think that our people don't think for themselves too. So, you know, this what you've just said, there's a real lesson for some of our, some people who think that they know everything, that think they know our whānau, that can't understand that a simple message can resonate with our whānau. When you give them hope, and when you talk in a manner that talks them up, talks our people up, that you can be, you can see, and you, you know, and think of our mokopuna, those are very simple messages. And, you know, they obviously resonated.
Yeah, our people are rangatira. Our people are magic people. And they hold the answers in their hands. It's our role to advocate. It's our role to advance our people and to ensure that people hear the messages. And I'm just so proud of everybody and all our whānau across Tamaki Makaurau. Tamaki Makaurau wants to change. And we'd heard that for many years, especially throughout COVID and to today. That's what people have asked for. And, you know, that's an Aotearoa ho, and that's what we're giving them.
Yes, yes. Well, look, and of course, in the weeks now that have been since the election, Takutai, I know that you have been in Wellington. So what were you doing down there?
So even though we were in a recount, I mean, I was still the MP for Tamaki and had to attend the induction for all new MPs. So you learn about Parliament, you learn about the rules, what you can and can't do. We learned about the different services that are available to MPs while you're in Parimata. And so it was really just around learning, what's available at Parimata and what it's going to start to look like for you as an MP. So it was great to actually attend and be a part of that.
Well, that means you would have been all of the other new intake of members of Parliament, even though you were still going through the recount and the special votes, and then this one now, the recount. The good thing is you won't be behind. You will have been with other people, and so you'll be up to speed with what's what and how to do things down in Wellington.
Yes, that's right. And look, we're ready to do the mahi. Mahi a te mahi. We're ready to go on the ground. And I look forward to getting into Parimata and getting stuck into the mahi. I also want to just say, Meripeka, I want to, we must mahi to John Tamahere, the president of Te Pāti Māori, for all his work that he does and gives us leadership and guidance. You know, and also to our co-leaders, to Whai Debi and Rāwiri, you know, e mihi ana ki a kōrua, and to our leadership team that look after us in the party across the national exec. Big mahi to be able to fill. You know, Rāwiri always says he was that one people, there's that one people in your shoe. Well, now there's six of us, six people in the shoes to ensure that we uphold the mandate for our people. Looking forward to doing that.
Well, I, to be honest, Takutai, I'm feeling somewhat, apprehensive for the other MPs down there in Wellington, because, you know, you're formidable. I mean, our team, that team is formidable, for goodness sake, you know. You all know the issues, and, of course, you can debate those issues. How are your debating skills? Because that's going to be... they're going to be absolutely critical too when you're on the floor of the House and you're going to be, you know, advocating or lobbying and debating. So how are your debating skills, you know, in that chamber going to be?
Well, look, we've been advocating for the last 183 years, so we'll just continue that in the House. I look forward to that, actually, to uphold and to, uphold and advocate the voices of our people. You know, that's the beauty of being out here at grassroots, is that we've had access to a lot of whānau over the years, and have heard their stories at face value and at grassroots. Not a lot of ministers can say that. And I'm proud to have been part of my marae, of Manirewa marae and the mahi that we do. I've been proud to be part of the vaccination drive, 65,000 vaccinations delivered by Manirewa marae, and proud to be part of Te Paihiringa o Tāmaki and the whānau ora partnership across the motu. And, you know, that gives you good stead to be able to advocate, to be able to debate, to be able to ensure that our people's voices are heard.
Yeah.
And Parimata and look, is just an extension of that.
Yeah. Yes. And I know that obviously this afternoon you will have been taking calls from the media and everybody who, of course, has been waiting for the result. They would be getting in touch with you. But Takutai, have you heard from the former Member of Parliament for Tamaki Makaurau, Penny Henare? Has he contacted you to wish you the best in taking the seat?
Yes, we have. So we received a phone call this afternoon from Penny giving his congratulations on winning the seat. So a big mihi to Penny.
Yes, yes. Well, and you know, I wouldn't have expected anybody else because, and of course, I think he's a list member of Parliament he's on the list for Labour, so he will be obviously staying there. But it's wonderful, Takutai, that you have been able to secure the seat for Tamaki Makaurau. Auckland is the biggest city in our country. You've got really significant issues there. And of course, you're not only there for Auckland, of course, you represent Auckland, but you're going to have input into some of the most significant issues now that are confronting our nation. And, you know, whether it's foreign affairs issues, whether it's the climate change issues, whether it's our environmental issues, the social issues. That's wonderful, mahi, to know that you're there and then you bring that insight. You bring that, as you said, you're grassroots, you've been at the coalface, and so you can certainly, without fear or favour, you can bring the voice of the people, which so often, Takutai, we never really hear, and that's what you bring. You bring that real, this is the nitty-gritty of the people who really want to make sure that their voices are given and their issues are given the weight and consideration alongside of all other issues. So hearty congratulations, Takutai. You know, we were just absolutely delighted to hear today that you have been confirmed into the seat, and we can just wish you well.
Nga mihi, Pika. Thank you.
Thank you. And as for your marae now, that will then, the mahi there will continue, of course, and it's because you were the CEO of Manuka, well, you still are, I guess, of Manurewa Marae, and so there'll be somebody else stepping up and into that position.
Yes, we've been, you know, grooming Hilda Peters for a long time now. She was part of the, you know, our vaccination drive here at Manurewa Marae, and she will step into the role. A great leader, an ex-Kiwi fern, and she will be brilliant in the work continuing here at Manurewa Marae, and we wish Hilda all the best.
Thank you so much, Takutai. Just lovely talking with you. Thank you very much. And all the very best in your new role.
Kia ora. Nga mihi.
Thank you so much. Lovely to talk to Takutai Tash Kemp. And Takutai today has been confirmed into the position as Member of Parliament for Tamaki Makaurau. She did the unthinkable. She absolutely put her head down, went for it, and believe me, we're going to see wonderful things from Takutai. So it's great, and I'm going to be back, and all the other winners, of course. Well, don't forget, we've got a great team, and I'm talking Party Māori because I am a supporter of Party Māori, and there's no harm in actually saying that you are, you know, because I believe in Te Party Māori, and so we've got, of course, the two co-leaders. We've got Rawiri Waititi, and who is retained his seat. Debbie Narewa Packer, who got her seat for the first time. Debbie. And then we've got Takuta Ferris, who's taken his seat too for the South Island. And then, of course, up north, we have got Maramina Kapakingi, I think I must get that right, from Te Tai Pukaro. And then we've got Hannah Rafferty Clark from Hauraki Waikato. And have I left anybody out? Then, of course, we've got Takutai Tash Kim. So we've got six. Nearly a clean sweep because we've got one other. There's one other Maori electorate that went to Labour, or that remained with Labour, and that was, of course, Tai Rāwhiti, that was previously held by Meka Whaitiri. But what a wonderful result for Te Pāti Māori. We're also just chuffed because they did a great job. And, you know, sometimes people just don't believe it. They don't believe it till we see it. But of course, our candidates, they believed it before they saw it, and they just drove it into existence with everybody voting for them. So it's been great being with you this evening, and I'm going to be back with you next week, of course. And so for now, mā te wā, kia ora.